This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is an amazing guest. She's a top woman in cyber, and she's the chief marketing officer of eCentire. It's Erin McLean, and I am so excited to have her here today and learn more about managed detection and response from a market leader.
Thanks for having me, Gary. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us, you know, there's a lot of companies claiming they can do MDR, and it seems like eCentire is leading edge on innovations in MDR so that you guys really do it right.
We do. You know, we've been doing MDR before it was a category. We actually authored and created the category back in 2009. And so we've been in this space for 20 years, which is hard to believe. And when we think about MDR, we are prioritizing response. You know, it really comes down to the level of investigation and response that we're doing through the power of our XDR platform and also through the manual efforts in our two global security operation centers. And we're not just passing alerts to a customer. That's not going to be helpful. We are doing deep investigation, multi-signal data correlation, and we are responding to threats with a mean time to contain of less than 15 minutes. So we're blocking, we're isolating, we're actually taking remediation actions on behalf of our customers very, very quickly. And it's that kind of expectation of outcome that customers have come to appreciate from eCentire.
I've heard even not only 15 minutes or less, but when folks need help and they call you guys, they get an answer within two rings of the phone, which is rare.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, you know, we've scaled significantly in the last, you know, year. Obviously, we went through a significant round of fundraising. We've achieved a unicorn status, which is incredible, but it's all about how you walk the walk. And so we support over 1,300 customers globally, operating in 75 countries. And as we've scaled, I'm super proud of our NPS score being a 72. You know, we have maintained a level of customer excellence, and it's that personalized ownership that people know they can expect from us. You know, we tell our customers, an attack on you is an attack on us. Like, we are going to bat for you every single day. And that's how our SOC feels. That's how our threat response unit feels. So when you call us, you get a live person who understands your environment, who logs into our Atlas Experience platform and gets a sense of your organization, how we can help. And they're picking up that phone in two rings. That's the level of personal focus and attention that our customers get, but also that they expect from us.
And you've built a single pane of glass that looks amazing. Can you talk about that and how the customers get to leverage that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Atlas XDR platform is the core of our MDR service. It's what drives millions of automated blocks every single day. It's what enriches the output that our SOC analysts get to see. And what's important for us is that our customers actually understand the value that that platform is presenting. It's easy to say, we're blocking 3 million things a day. You don't have to worry about it. But I want you to kind of know about it too. I want you to realize that all of this power is happening in the back end. And so we've enabled our platform, our experience from a portal perspective is that you as our customer sees everything our SOC sees. You get to deep dive into the investigations, understand the timeline, see where we're at in our workflow. And then from the follow-on to that, know, have we taken an action on your behalf? Was it automated? Was it manual? And what do you now need to do? We've also provided a lot of incredible visuals so you understand the threats going on in the environment, both targeted at you, targeted at your peer group and on a global scale, and how your assets are impacted. So we really want to try and contextualize all of our data in terms of your specific environment. So there's this Emotet thing going on, it's running wild. What does it mean to you, Gary? Do you have 58% of your assets that could be at risk? How many of them are we in control over? And what do you need to do right now as a result?
Speaking of being in control over it, does that mean you help manage endpoint security and cloud security and network security? And how do you, and email and all these things that are being attacked? And how do you yeah. deploy, and how quick is it to get eCentire up and running?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do. We really look at ourselves as having one MDR service. It is multi-signal. And that's why it's so important to have your entire attack service covered. So we support network, endpoint, log, cloud, email, identity, vulnerability, and behavioral sources. So it's a pretty wide scope, but we don't like to look at those as disparate services. It's really about bolstering the complete support that we're offering your attack surface and your overall environment. So that's our MDR offering. And you know, we really pride ourselves on rapid speech deployment. A lot of times you might be familiar with an MSSP model. It can take months to deploy an overall solution and build a true partnership. We have almost immediate time to value. Our endpoint service, it goes live in a matter of hours, and you start to see escalation and feedback from our SOC within days. So we really pride ourselves on a week-long onboarding at most.
That's amazing. So rapidly deployed, quickly finding out what the threats are on the attack surface and pinpoint accuracy. What kind of clients are deploying you? Are banks interested in this? Are insurance companies, law firms, government agencies?
Every business that wants to put themselves ahead of threat disruption is deploying an MDR service, and they need our services and expertise. They need 24/7 support, they need threat hunting proactively, and they need the level of expertise when something is bypassing their traditional defenses. We tend to work with mid-market organizations up to that low enterprise level. So organizations that have between 5,000 and 10,000 users. We operate globally, as I mentioned, and many industries, you know, we support over 35 industries today, but many organizations in financial services, in manufacturing, in food services, in healthcare are turning to eSentire to help support their overall operational excellence. We've actually just achieved PCI DSS compliance, and we did that as a result of the influx of retail services that we were being inquired about. And so we support e-commerce and, of course, brick and mortar retailers as well.
That's amazing. Now, can anyone afford you, or do they have to be a large enterprise or a Fortune 1000?
No, you know, we, as I mentioned, you know, we started in that SMB space. And so we are definitely an affordable solution. We are, when you think of building your own security operations center or truly developing a program internally, it is such an affordable way to extend your team with an MDR provider like eSentire. We are able to provide managed risk support, complete multi-signal MDR, and emergency incident response support. And you can't beat that value when it comes to a price point on the technology, on the services, and on the expertise that we're able to deliver.
Now, let's say I've got my own SOC and I've got my own threat hunting team and I've deployed all this great stuff, but nobody's perfect. Can we augment and leverage eSentire even though we feel we've got a lot in order?
You absolutely can. And we're seeing so much more of that over the last year. So we are able to snap into your existing security operation and bolster your team. We can do that by focusing on threat hunting. We can do that by being a 9 to 5 or 5 to 9 or that pure 24/7 support that just goes that little bit further. We also, with an acquisition we made last year of Cypher, have a really incredible tool in our Atlas XDR Investigator. And this tool is what makes our 4-hour threat suppression commitment possible with our IR retainer. Now, Gary, if you had an enterprise grade SOC or an IR team on your own, you could leverage this tool for e-discovery and investigation for M&A issues, for HR investigations. Your team could be empowered by this tool. So as much as we are a service provider, I am really, really proud of this incredible new e-discovery and digital forensics software that we have available as well.
It sounds wonderful. Do you have any reports or case studies that we can point our viewers and listeners to learn more about how you do MDR different and better?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Our website, eSentire.com, is full of strong resources. I would encourage you to check out our response and remediation page. It's an actual resource hub that gives very tangible examples and details on where our service starts and stops in terms of response actions, remediation actions, where incident response comes into play. And we give some examples of how our threat response unit and our SOC have really gone on the defense for our customers and done an incredible job over lengthy periods of time to protect their infrastructures. And we pride ourselves on being that tangible. We want to be transparent. We want people to understand what good looks like in MDR because it is a confusing market. And, you know, I think it's important to start the relationship off in a very trusting and confident place. And at the end of the day, we want our customers to feel confident. We want them to know we've got their backs. And it's really all about bringing a sense of control to them so they can reclaim the advantage over the bad guys.
Do you feel this is an opportunity globally to help companies globally? Are you guys expanding around the globe, or are you finding that North America needs it the most because we're under attack the most?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I think You know, we are certainly under attack, but we are an organization that is expanding rapidly globally. So a year ago, we did about 90% of our business in North America, dominantly in the US. And today we are seeing significant adoption across Europe, into the Middle East, and into Australia. We've built up an incredible community of channel partners, managed services providers, value-added resellers that are helping position eSentire on a global scale. And we just introduced something we're calling our E3 ecosystem, which represents experience, expertise, and eSentire to help facilitate the level of collaboration that this industry really needs. Because it's not always about just being competitive and, you know, a zero-sum game. It really is about doing right by the customer and helping to meet the buyer where they're at in their cybersecurity journey. It's why we offer so many services. It's why we have flexible tiering and support structures. Because as you mentioned, some works need that 24/7 support. Some are looking for 9-to-5. Some just need that one-time expertise. And so as we partner and expand our service offering globally, it's important that we offer that flexibility too.
That sounds wonderful. Are you expanding through channels or do you guys sell direct? And do you keep a direct relationship always because you're a managed detection and response provider?
That's a great question. We do both. We do offer both direct sales and we support through channel. Channel is becoming a much more significant part of our bookings based on how customers are choosing to transact. They are looking for trusted advisors and they're looking for a consolidated space in which to make all of their cybersecurity investment decisions. So as we've really started to adopt that approach, we're seeing about 50% of our bookings come through channel, and it will be how we continue to expand across Europe and into the Middle East.
And on technology expansion also and integration, do you guys have plugins or connectors to other platforms to make it easy? You're absorbing and managing and reviewing a lot about logs and endpoints, and there's so much data that you collect and you've got an amazing dashboard, but one CISO might say, well, my favorite dashboard is this or that. Can they plug into Atlas or even the back end?
They can, absolutely. And so a lot of our customers are using ServiceNow. We have that integration. But one of the things that we pride ourselves on is the direct API integration that we have with the telemetry of your tools. So really the beauty of eSentire is in our content, in our threat detection capability, and in the rules and engineering that we put out so that we're able to take those automated actions on your behalf. And that's because of our relationships with best of breed technologies like CrowdStrike, like SentinelOne, across the Microsoft platform, including VMware Carbon Black. So we have really strong relationships there. On the log side, we do work with Microsoft, we work with Sumo Logic, and we really make sure that we are so tightly integrated with those best of breed providers, because that comes down to the speed with which we can detect, investigate, and respond on behalf of the customer.
That's excellent. Erin, is there anything else you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't yet covered?
You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, we exist and so many security providers exist because security is not a perfect science. You know, you've made investments in technology, you've built a roadmap, you've built a plan, and you need help. You know, you really need to recognize that it's about continuing on a journey, continuous improvement, and trying to extend your team and resources as best you can. So organizations like us are here to help put you ahead, help you reclaim that advantage, and we'd love the opportunity to share more about eSentire with you.
Folks, if you are worried about the next breach, and you want to get one step ahead of the next threat, you need to look into eSentire. And Erin, I must say, this was a wonderful hot seat. It's great to see you again, a top woman in cyber at an amazing company. And then folks, come back next time for another exciting episode.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.